I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Ear on the Line. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, it's been a while since we said Happy Friday, hasn't it? So there wasn't an episode on Tuesday because I was going to upload one, but I thought it's Boxing Day. It's Confusion Week. It's the week of, what day is it? You know, they don't actually have, it's not Monday, Tuesday, it's Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then it's the day after Boxing Day, and then it's just confusing. No one knows what day it is. So I was like, no one's going to know it's a Tuesday to even think it's Lear on the Line Day. Also, I've been so busy. You know, you guys know what this time of year is like. You know, family around all the time. You're spending quality time together. So yeah, and then I thought I really wanted the next episode to be a New Year's special. Let me check the date on Friday. Worked out perfectly. So that's why we're a little behind, but that's okay. I hope you guys all had an amazing week. And to everybody that celebrates, I hope you all had an amazing Christmas. If it was more of a quiet one for you this year, I love you. I'm thinking of you. If you're missing somebody this year, if you're far away from home, I love you. Oh, guys. You remember I said I have a sneaky suspicion that the present Jamie got me was a coffee machine. Can confirm. Oh, that's correct. Oh, honestly, I'm so excited about it. I'm so happy. I was so grateful. I was like, why have you done this? Like we said, we was going to just do little presents. But to be fair, he passed the test because when you say little presents, don't get little presents. I did actually mean it. I actually meant it. I know a lot of people say, like, if she says, let's not do presents this year, she doesn't mean it. I actually did mean it, but I still got him presents. But Secret Santa was amazing. My mum smashed it. My mum had me, and she got me the nicest pajamas that I'm wearing right now. Like, picture a sheep. That's me. I'm literally a big, fluffy, pink sheep from head to toe. I'm in heaven right now. And I had my brother's girlfriend. You guys remember she's expecting a little baby. So I had her, which was amazing because I thought, brilliant. I've got loads of things I could get. I got her, let me think. I got her some maternity pajamas. They're really cute. You know, like the classic Primark sets? So it's like a black set with a white, what's it called? Like lining? Detail, I don't know, and it says mama on the pocket, and the maternity, so it has like the thing in the waistband so you can expand them as you expand, which she loves and she's been living in, which is perfect. I got some claw clips, you know, mum life. What else did I get her? Oh, I got her this like this really cute diary that said like a busy mom, and I thought I don't want to get her like, okay, we get it, you know, I'm expecting a baby, anything else. So I got just cute bits for that, but then I also just got her like me bits, like I got her like a cute pair of fluffy slippers, a necklace. What else did I get her? Can't even think now. Oh, I got like a top from Zara. So yeah, I was really pleased with what I got in the end. Everybody did so well. Like everybody was so happy with their presents, even though it's not what it's about. To be honest, that's kind of the reason we do Secret Santa in my family, because it's not about money. It's not about presents. It's literally, we do it because it's like a fun game. And it's so fun because we genuinely all keep secrets this year. Like normally, especially my sister, she's always like, as soon as we do the draw and everyone gets the email of who you buy for, I get a text from her straight away. Who you got? And I'm like, I got George. Who'd you get? She's like, I got mum. But this year, it stayed a secret and it was really, really good. I honestly had a really nice Christmas. I don't know what else I have to fill you in on, to be honest. This is the New Year's special. You may or may not remember last year I did a tarot card reading for my yearly whatever, and we reflected on that together. I went a little bit through the one for this year, and we're going to reflect on that today. We're also going to talk about all of our New Year's resolutions, our goals, you know, how this year was for us, just a lot of questions that I put on the Instagram. We're going to be having a nice good old chat. We're going to talk dream boards, vision boards, all of this stuff. And yeah, I'm really excited. I haven't actually done a tarot read for this next year to come, 2024. I haven't actually done that, and I'll explain why when we get into the reflection of this one. But yeah, I'm really excited for this episode. I love these. I feel like it really sets the tone for me. It really gets me in the spirit of motivated, you know, to make it a good year. But then also I feel this immense pressure. But then that's why I'm going to be careful that is not the message of this episode. Do you know what I mean? It's not about like, okay, set goals, and if you don't achieve them, you failed. Do you know what I mean? Because that's not what it is. That's why I kind of don't believe in like New Year's resolutions as such. But yeah, we'll get into it. But I hope you guys are all feeling good. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode. I know it's a very crazy busy time of year. So if you have taken the time out of your day to tune in, I love you. I appreciate you. Hope you're all feeling really, really good. So good to be back together again. Let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. 2024. Do you know what I've been thinking about recently, which is crazy? Next year, 2025, it will be 10 years. 10 years since I went to uni. Oh, I'll actually be sick. That is crazy. 10 years. I could cry. Life is going so fast. But no, that's too negative. Shut up, Leah. But that's crazy to me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm just a girl. I'm just a teenage 26-year-old girl, you know? It's crazy. But okay, we're going to start this episode by having a look through my tarot reading for my year of 2023. So if you listened to the New Year's special last year, you may or may not remember that I went through this last time of my 2022 reading and we reflected, and it was scarily accurate. She predicted things I didn't even see coming, okay? It was moving out, it was breakups, which I could have predicted, but you know, at the same time, not the time I read it. So she knew more than me. You'd like to think so. She is a tarot reader and I'm not, but it was crazy accurate. Okay, so I said, let's do another one for 2023. And I must admit, this one isn't resonating with me as much upon reflection, but it could just be me. It could just be that I'm not clocking or I'm not putting the dots together. You know what I mean? So the way that she does it is she puts it in chunks from January to April, May to August, and September to December. She gives you key dates, a lot of detailed paragraphs about each month and what might be in store. She pulls oracle cards for you. She gives you what crystals might benefit you, your aura for the year, and your personal year. Your personal year is a year-long cycle of energy running from one birthday to the next. It describes the events and opportunities being presented for the upcoming year. The personal year runs sequentially, 1, 2, 3, up to 9, at which point they start over again. And my personal year for 2023 was 1. I'm not sure what that means. But it says, it starts at the beginning of the year but intensifies around your birthday. The number one personal year can mean new beginnings, feeling really independent. That I will admit, I have felt quite independent this year. Very independent, actually. The things you start or plant now will grow over the next 9 years. You may be feeling fatigued at the beginning of this, but keep going. It'll be worth it. And it's time for a clean slate. So that was my personal year. But having a look through just quickly, because I don't want to bore you, because obviously this is personal to me, but I know that I'd probably find it kind of interesting. So it says that January, April, I had quite a few key dates. I will be honest, none of them rung too much of a bell. And I have been going through this throughout the year, like typically. So for the first chunk, it's January to April. What I would do is when it gets to April or May, I'd look back at the first section and see, you know, how much of this is resonating. What do I need to look at for the next couple of months? And it said basically that January was going to be an exhausting month for me emotionally. And that was a long time ago now, a whole year ago, actually. And it's hard for me to remember. But I do remember that when I read this at the time, I was like, yeah, okay, correct. It was quite an exhausting month. February said it was going to be, it said, February is a much better month for you, so ride the wave of January. However, when I read this at the end of this section, I was like, February for me actually felt a bit worse. So there's that. And it also said that people aren't being honest with me when it comes to money. So avoid investing or giving anyone new money from the 18th to the 26th of Feb. March is one of the best times of year for your career. You get recognized on a wider scale and get rewarded for it in some way. My love life feels great in March. Focus and put everything into yourself in April. I definitely did do that. A shift in power has come in. A huge shift at the end of April for your life to change quite drastically. And yeah, when I read this at this time, I was thinking, it sounded a lot better when I read it. And then reflecting, I was like, I just felt a bit stuck and I didn't feel like any huge transformation or anything. But I was like, you know what? The universe knows what it's doing. We're going to let it take the reins as always. May, June, July, August. It said, August, I focus very heavily on my career and finances. This period of the year is the most important. And yeah, I mean, sure. Like, I feel like it didn't stick out as like, oh yeah, August was a big month for me. In May, there's a lot of other people's energy that could be interfering with yours. Protect your social media and online details in general. And I was like, I don't really know how to do that. But this is like my job. But, you know, I definitely listen to these things. Like when I hear these warnings, I definitely take them on board and do listen to them. And I take them kind of seriously, low key. And it said, Spirit wants you to know that you've done the hard work and it gets easier now. And I wasn't sure what this was referring to, whether that meant like career-wise or personal life-wise, relationship-wise, healing-wise, like whatever it meant. But I will say that I definitely resonated with that. I felt like I'd put in a lot of hard work. And from this time of year to now, like things felt a lot easier in something quite personal to me. So yeah, I definitely would agree with that. I see some celebrating for you in June. Some good news comes in. And I remember reading this and being like, I might have missed that. I may not have been there for that celebration because I don't remember that. I feel like, not to be negative, but I feel like this year felt quite stagnant for me. And the year before felt massive. It felt really transformational. It felt like I was a caterpillar in a cocoon and I turned into a butterfly in the year 2022. Year 2023 felt really stagnant, and I've spent a lot of this year feeling very like lost, I'll be honest, and quite lonely, even though I'm surrounded by people that love me and care about me. I think one thing that's got worse for me this year, by the way, this will not be a negative podcast, but it's good to be open and honest because I'm sure so many people can relate. One thing that has become new in the year 2023 is I don't open up as much and I feel very closed off. And I think that's probably why I feel more lonely. When I feel stressed and anxious about something, I don't talk about it. And that's something I never used to do. I used to really open up. And it's almost like, I don't know why. I don't know where that came from, because I know there's people that care. And yeah, it's just become this thing that I do now where I will just ride it alone. And it's weird because it's not nice, and it's worse for me. Like, I feel really lonely when things are difficult. I do not talk about it, and I will just put on a front and I'll be like, hey, like, you're right. And it's horrible. So going into the next year, that is something I definitely don't want to do. I think it's because the year before I felt so not independent and I felt like I leaned on people so much, and then I spent so much time being like, okay, let's build up our independence, you know, I want to have my own back from now on, I don't want to rely on everyone for everything anymore. Like, obviously, I am so grateful for my family and the friends that I have and the boyfriend that I have that are so supportive and are really good listeners and give amazing advice. But I think I felt like really incapable because I leaned on people so much. So I wanted to just feel more capable. So where I built so much independence, especially after a difficult relationship and stuff, and I lost so much independence there, I wanted to build that independence massively. And because I feel like I successfully did that, and I feel like I've got my own back, and you show yourself you can get through shit. Now I'm on the other end where I'm like, I feel like I can't lean on people now. So that's the goals for next year. Is I want to find a good balance of being independent, but also being able to reach out and say like, I need some support, or just say like, I need a hug. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of deep, but that's what this is, you know, it's all about. I think at my age, especially to anyone that's at a similar age of me, to be honest, I feel like this probably goes for our whole lives, but I think this is the first time in our lives where we're confronted with the building who you are and who you want to be as a person, because you decide who you want to be. You decide what kind of person you want to be. And I feel like when you're mid, now approaching late 20s, it's that time of your life where you're like, okay, who do I want to be as an adult, as a woman? Like, who do I want to be? Who do I want to present myself as? And how do I want to be perceived? And I think it's a really difficult thing to navigate of, who am I as a woman? Because I think I spent so much of my life trying to figure that out, as if there was an answer that I was supposed to discover and go, oh, that's who I am. But realistically, it's you decide, you mold yourself into the person that you want to be. Obviously, there's the way you think and the way you feel and the way you emotionally respond to things is just natural. But in terms of like, okay, who do I want to be to other people, you know, is your choice. So yeah, I think that's what I've been dealing with over the last couple of years, to be fair. It's like the first time I feel like a woman. Like I've said this a few times before, is I spent so much of my life feeling like a fucking kid, and I felt like a fucking kid to everyone. You could be younger than me and I'd feel like a kid to you, and I hated that. It made me feel so incapable. I lost so much confidence at the start of this year. I felt like, I said this on the podcast at the time as well, I felt like I just became so shy and so fragile, and like I could just break at any moment. And I've not felt like that for a long time. And I felt so, this year for me was difficult emotionally. I feel like I really struggled mentally and emotionally. I just felt so fragile, like I could just break down, and I just felt like things weren't getting easier, and I was really struggling with that mentality of glass half full. Do you know what I mean? And I'd go off track with my spirituality and trust in the universe and tarot, and I was getting into that negative headspace of like, what the fuck, when are things gonna work out? And then I had this moment like towards probably the second half of the year where I was like, do you know what, I am so fucking lucky. I have so much to be grateful for. I have so many incredible people around me. There are so many things in my life that I am so blessed to have. And I just had this like epiphany of like, grow the fuck up, Leah. Do you know what I mean? And that's not to say that you can't spend time feeling like things are difficult, because sometimes they just are difficult. And it doesn't matter that somebody else is struggling more than you or somebody's struggling less than you, because it doesn't make what you're feeling any different. You're feeling what you're feeling. And I definitely had a moment of like, wait, stop this woe me. You know, like I am in a position now that I've dreamt of. I love what I do. I love my podcast. I have a home that is my childhood home, and I'm lucky to have that. It makes me feel like this. I feel like this, the way I feel in my own bedroom, you know, like I'm lucky. And that was emotionally really important for me to get there. So for me, this year was about, it was a very emotional year, I think is how I would sum up my year. And I haven't cracked it, put it that way. Like I haven't got to a point where I'm where I want to be, or mentally where I want to be, emotionally where I want to be, financially where I want to be, physically where I want to be. Like I think this year was mostly about feeling stronger and feeling less afraid of everything. I was very scared of what my life was looking like, and I feel more confident this time now. Where I am now, I feel more confident. I feel less shy. I definitely feel like I've definitely still lost some of my confidence, and I am still a little bit shyer, more shy than I used to be. But I'm definitely, there has been a lot of growth, and for that I'm really proud of myself. And I think what we all need to do is be prouder of ourselves. Like, this age, because I know a lot of my listeners, we're of a similar age, and I think this age is really difficult to navigate. And yeah, I just think we should all be proud of ourselves for where you are. Oh, my phone's on loud. Woohoo. Anyway, what we are going to discuss next is all the questions that I have on my stories. So I popped up quite a few questions, and one of the things that I want to know from you guys is, what was your biggest lesson? Sorry. Lesson in 2023. So let's have a little look. Okay. Trust your gut. When something's not right, it's not right. The grass is greener where you water it. Absolutely it is. I do not have to put up with people's shit. Yeah, too right. I love that. Always put yourself first. Self-care is so important. One best friend is better than a group of friends. Trust your gut. No one will make me happy. I have to do it myself. You can't control everything. You have to be at peace within yourself and what happens, and with what happens, to let new things in. Stop waiting to be invited to things and make your own plans. Yeah, I know what you mean, actually. To be fair, I could probably take that advice. I don't make plans often. You saying that has kind of made me realise that. I actually don't. I'm not often the person to say, shall we do this? Yeah. Wow. I've never actually realised that about myself. Well, thank you for that. Relationships, friendships that are meant for you are not hard. Let go of people who weigh you down. Never ever settle for less. No workplace is worth your mental health. Oh yeah, absolutely. I second that. Life is too short to be with the wrong person. I knew it in my gut for a long time. Oh, I'm proud of you for getting to this place. Step out of your comfort zone. Do you know what? I'm with you. That was my biggest lesson of 2023. I stepped out of my comfort zone so many times this year. You know, whether that be going to events, going to places that make me nervous, going to doctors, all these things. I'm so with you on that one. I stepped out of my comfort zone a lot this year. I'm so proud of myself for that. And to anybody else that did, I'm so proud of you. You should be so proud of yourself as well. Family truly are everything. Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. Cut out toxic people from my life. Yes, 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 yes. What's meant to be will be, and stop stressing over things that I can't change. Yeah. That is so true. Like, if you cannot change it, why sit back and worry, you know? Not to rush life. Things will happen when they're meant to. Yes. Oh, I needed to hear that myself. Yes. Feelings are temporary. Yes. I love this from all of you. Be more open towards people. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm so much stronger than I ever thought I was. I'm so independent and I can get through anything. Don't beg for love. Friendship is just a word until they put the same effort in. You only have yourself. I let go of my ex as he was no longer needed in my life. Oh, round of applause. We love you. Be kind, be happy, and just be a little more carefree. Life's too short. Yes. Fuck yeah. That there are nice guys out there. Yes, there are. There are. Trust in the universe. Never leave anything unsaid. It's okay for life to be boring. It can't be fun 100% of the time. Yes. That you can say no. Yes. If you don't want to do things, because this is the thing. When I say step out of your comfort zone, that's, you know, if you want to do something, you've always wanted to do it, but you say no out of not feeling capable, imposter syndrome, fear, things like that. These are things that is good to step out of your comfort zone. If it's just like, for example, take me and going out clubbing. It ain't for me. And I'm now at the point where, no thanks. And I don't feel like a fucking loser for it. So yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, another one. Learn to say no to things you don't want to do. Yes. Learning to love my own company. Yeah, that's such a lovely one. That is a really nice one. You have to put yourself first. Set boundaries. Yes. That mental health can affect anyone at any point. Yeah, big lesson. Okay, amazing. These are all really good things to learn. Okay, I'm really proud of you all. These all sound very, very good. Okay, what goals did you guys achieve this year? So for me, my goals were I wanted to do more. I wanted to do more things that scare me and be surrounded by people that I felt that I wasn't good enough to be around. So at these events that I get invited to, my answer was always no. It was, can you come to, no, I can't make it. Because I was fucking petrified. I was like, no, I'm not like them. Like, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not popular enough. Like, I don't have any friends there and I wouldn't go. And there's been a couple this year that I said yes to and I had the best time. I've reconnected with an old friend from school. Like, so many amazing things have happened from stepping out of my comfort zone. So that was a big goal for me. Absolutely. Let's hear about your goals. Took myself on a solo holiday to Thailand. Wow. That's so amazing. Oh, that's so amazing. Ending my going nowhere relationship and doing my master's degree. Wow. Big slay. Got into my dream uni. Oh, that's amazing. Congrats. I left toxic boys behind. Absolutely, you did. Good girl. I got an apartment all by myself. Oh, that's so amazing. I'm so happy for you. I learned so much about myself and how to set boundaries. I also started some new hobbies. What an incredible year for you. That sounds amazing. Well done. Got my driver's license. Ugh, guys, I can't wait for the day I can say I've fucking done it. I'm still scared, but I'm going to do it. I feel like this year is the year that I'm going to do it. I'm scared. Career change. I met the love of my life. Wow. Amazing. I lived in Spain for 4 months. Oh, muy bien. Hola. Okay, love it. Oh, by the way, actually, we went up in the charts in Spain. So shout out España. España. Hola. This is my GCSE speaking assessment that I'll never forget. It's probably wrong. Hola. Me llamo Lía. Normalmente voy a vacaciones al suroeste de España con mi madre, mi padre y mi hermano gemelo. Pero es muy barato en el... I'm actually making this up now. I don't remember if barato means cheap or expensive. Either way, I don't think it's cheap or expensive. I think it's fine. Let's have a look. Is it cheap or expensive? Okay, what does... barato mean in Spanish? Oh, it means cheap. Oh, I just said, but it's very cheap. I didn't mean it, guys. I'm just trying to sound Spanish. I don't actually know what I'm saying. When I was in Tenerife, they obviously a lot of them speak English there because it's like a very holiday place. But low-key, like, they always come over to me and Jamie speaking Spanish. Like, they'd go to one table and speak English, then they'd come over to me and Jamie and speak Spanish, and I was like, big slay, like, they actually think we're from Tenerife. Hola, how do you say I live? Vivo en el Tenerife del sur. My accent's so bad, I can't run my R's these days. I used to be good at it in school. Actually, do you know, interesting fact, most roles I've ever played are Spanish and there's not a drop of Spanish in my blood. I wish there was. I always wanted to be Spanish. I always told everyone I was.
Sigan dando el camino por toda su vida. Respira.
Oh, so they did,
No llores por mi Argentina.
They had to just shut up. But anyway, to all my Spanish listeners... gracias por escuchar a Lía in the line.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, honestly, I'm so cringy. I just want to be a Spanish babe so bad. Anyway, let's get back to the responses. What goals did we all achieve this year? I need to get back on Duolingo, I think, and boost up my Spanish. But okay, ran a marathon. Do you know what? I always wanted to be a marathon bitch, but I'm just never going to be a marathon bitch. Do you know why? Because I'm lazy. Nothing, I'm lazy at the moment. Listen, I'll give myself a lot of credit for. Thanks to my mum. This one thing my mum really taught me. I'm not a quitter. And that's not out of pressure. Don't fucking quit. None of that. It's just that my mum was never a quitter. My mum's got 2 degrees and 4 kids. 2 of them are twins. So she had a handful. She's got 2 degrees. She's a fucking legend. And for that reason, I was raised. We don't quit. We can achieve whatever we fucking want if we work hard enough and put our mind to it. But a marathon, yeah, I'm quitting. I'm actually quitting that. I'll do 1K and I'll go, how long's left? And they'll go, how long's a marathon? Fucking miles long. They'll be like, 50 miles. I'll be like, okay, right, I'm off. The thought was there. Do you know what I mean? I'll give myself enough credit. I'll be like, do you know what? I did really well to get this far. Run 1K. I did really well to get this far. You deserve a drink. Anyway, new job and traveled more. Amazing. Congratulations. That's actually such a slay. New job and traveled. Such a slay. Traveled a lot and got engaged. Oh, big slay. Went on the trip I've been saving for my whole life. Traveling Australia and Asia. Oh, I hope it lived up to expectations. To be fair, having a little sneak peek. Your profile picture is you in a beautiful sea. So it looks like you had an amazing time. Bought and renovated our first home together. Oh, that's amazing. Started the gym in January and I still go 4 times a week. I can't believe I stuck to it. Oh, that's sick. That is so sick. Well done. You should be so proud of yourself. 2 pay rises. Okay, big bucks. We love it. Turned my new house into a cozy home that I love. Oh, that's amazing. Starting uni, amazing. Saved up 5k so far for my wedding. Wow, can I come? I love that. I started a new job. I got over my social anxiety. Yes, that's amazing. Well done. Moved out of my parents, got engaged, got a job. Sorry, got a dog, got married, and started a new job. Fucking hell. That was a big year for you. That's unbelievable. Wow. I started running, signed up to a 10k with 5 other girlies I barely know for next year. That's fucking amazing. I'll run one of those K with you. I won a boxing championship. That's a fucking legendary thing to say. Imagine that. I won a boxing championship in 2023. Oh, what did you do?
I booked a doctor's appointment.
Big goal. All right, that's actually amazing. Well done, everyone. Well done. Everyone should be so proud of themselves for all the things you achieved this year. Take a moment now just to say, do you know what? Fucking go me. Do you know what I mean? Okay, what was an unexpected obstacle you faced this year? Okay, let's have a look. I lost some close friends to me, but realised it was for the best and I was stronger without them. Yes, I love that. Shit A-level results, but I still got into my uni of choice. Well, there we fucking go. Do you know what I mean? Well done. Having to choose between two boys. Oh God, it's so, what do I do? It's so difficult. The emoji she's used as well, cracking me up. She's got the painting the nails emoji and the laughing face. Choosing between two boys. Love it. Broke up with my ex. I learned that just because something is hard to do doesn't mean it's the wrong thing. I say it all the time. I'm absolutely with you. Well done. I'm so proud of you. Ending a 3-year relationship and finding the love of my life 3 months later. Wow. A breakup. Lots of breakups this year, guys. Quitting a well-paid corporate job to fulfill my dream and start my own business. That's kind of amazing, to be honest. Well done. I kind of fixed my mental health. # love therapy. Yes, we love breaking my ankle and being unable to walk for over 6 weeks. Ouch, babe. Health anxiety for the first time. Hours of Googling symptoms. Oh, girl, I don't know how to tell you this. You got this. Let me just give you one piece of advice. Google is not your friend. You leave that fucking thing alone. It is never your friend. It will never be your friend. It will never even be an acquaintance, okay? You block and report that thing, all right? Having a shit boss, so having to stick up for myself. Well done for sticking up for yourself, honestly. A breakup. Finding out I'm pregnant. Such a shock, but so grateful. Oh, congratulations. Falling pregnant. Jealousy in the workplace. Having to leave a job. I miss the people. Finding a dream job after university. Wow. A breakup, then a guy ghosts me, then a guy isn't over his ex, lots of rejection. You know what? That is the universe protecting you. Remember that. Okay, lots of breakups from reading this. Okay, so lots of unexpected obstacles, but you have proved to yourselves that you have the strength to get through these things. You know, so proud of you. I want to know, did you guys create a vision board for 2023? So I was actually kind of shocked. This is, really weirdly, for the first time in a long time, it's the first year I didn't do one. I had all intentions to do it. I don't know if I did, and I just fucking forgot about it or lost it, but as far as I can remember, I never made a vision board for 2023, which may explain why it was kind of a stagnant year. Like, nothing really went down. Nothing major, nothing too transformational. So that could actually explain it. So you better fucking believe I'll be making one. Me and Jamie are going to do one together. I've actually ordered these books off Amazon. So you guys still have time because they are part of Prime. So they can come next day. I can't remember what they're called, but I basically just searched vision board clip art books and it comes up with loads of options. And it's just a book full of pictures that you can just cut out. And there's like over 300 pictures in this book. There's quotes. And I thought it's such a nice fun activity. I've got one for men and one for women. And we're going to sit down together and make them. And I thought every time I've made one, I've made a digital one. And this will be the first time that I've made a physical one. So I'm really excited to do that. Such a fun activity. So yeah. So did you create a vision board for 2023? 74% said no. I never either. So I don't know what was in the air last year, but we weren't making vision boards for 2023. So yeah, 26% of you did. So my next question was, how much of the vision board became reality? All of it, most of it, or hardly any? Now, only 5% said all of it.
Which, to be honest, is fucking amazing. Like, imagine making a vision board and at the end of the year, you're like, tick, 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 tick. Do you know what I mean? Big slay. Everything. Thank you, universe. Thank you, spirit. You know? Like, that's crazy. I love that. But 57% said most of it, which is fucking great, to be honest. And then 38% said hardly any. So, I don't know where we were going wrong that year. But to be fair, I've got a few vision boards in my past that not much of it happened and became reality, and it's now I look back and I think, thank fuck. You know, it could be like previous relationships or previous jobs, like whatever it is that I was manifesting. I look back and I'm like, oh, the universe protected me though. You know, I was trying to manifest something that really was not right for me, you know. So think about it like that. Don't panic, don't worry. Okay, will you be creating a vision board for 2024? Only 54% of you are saying yeah and 46 are saying no. So I'm kind of intrigued, like, what's the reason we think now I'm not bothering? Because I'll be honest, like, in my experience, vision boards haven't been all that successful. But then I'm telling myself maybe it's because they were all digital, you know. I made it on an editing app. I didn't sit there and get my crystals out and get into the mood. Maybe that's why. But I'm confused why I didn't even bother last year. I don't know if it didn't even cross my mind. Did we talk about it in the last New Year's episode? I don't remember. I was probably giving it the big and going, yeah, I'm going to make one tonight. And then I just never. So yeah, anyway, only 54% of you are doing it with me this year. Okay, on that note, what are your biggest goals for 2024? I'll start with mine. Mine, a massive one for me is always health and happiness for myself, my family, the people I love and people I care about. But also when it comes to the other things, I want to continue doing things that scare me, step out of my comfort zone and reap the rewards from those things. I want to just every year, I want my finances to get stronger and stronger, you know, as we all do. I really want to learn to drive. I definitely want to learn to drive. I want to go on holidays. I want to spend time with the people that I love. And I want to just feel like I'm developing in my career, in my personal life, you know, in all those ways. So they're my goals. I will obviously get specific in my vision board. To move into my own home. Love that. Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely do this. Be happy. Yes, 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 yes. Find a new job and focus on my fitness. To find a hobby that I will not quit. Travels, changing jobs and being a better person. Beautiful goals. Becoming mentally and physically healthy. Beautiful goals. Being the cool aunt to my best friend's baby that she'll have in summer. That's so amazing. Being happy and in a healthy, loving relationship and staying in touch with my best friends. To be fucking happy, please. Start journaling, do shit for the plot and let the universe take you wherever and get more sleep. Yeah, to be fair, I need that. I need the more sleep, to be honest. Just be content. Move out with my partner, get engaged and throw myself into my business. Amazing. Travel, to fall in love with myself, to seriously save for a house deposit. Yes, you can do this. Creating my first fashion collection and getting that diploma. Amazing. Be happy, grateful and live in the moment. Spend money on experiences and trips rather than clothes. Stop spending more than 5 minutes worrying about the things that won't matter in 5 years. House saving and travel and work. Make more friends, to travel, control my anxiety. To feel genuinely happy within myself, regardless of what's going on. Find more confidence at work. Move out, get a mortgage. Conceive and start a family to be happy and healthy. Travel, travel, travel. Pass my paramedic degree. Oh yeah, I'm a paramedic. Who needs help? I'm a paramedic. Travel, be happy and focus on good health. Finish planning the wedding. Save money to go to Poland, enjoy new experiences and graduate. Amazing. To become completely happy, work on not holding grudges and letting things go from the past. I love that. There are some beautiful goals. Selling our flat and moving into a house and hopefully a new car. Oh, slay, slay, slay. Stop stressing and have more time to work on myself. Stop caring what others think. Put myself first. Be a better version of myself. Travel, get a new job, finally move out, pass my online college program, buying a house, passing my driving test, saving, getting flat money together, moving with my boyfriend. Lots of financial goals this year, a lot of saving, a lot of mortgages, a lot of cars, a lot of traveling. Yeah, I love it. I love it. What are you most grateful to be taken into the new year? I think this is a beautiful question. So I am most grateful to be taking my health, as you guys can probably guess, into the new year. The people around me, I feel so blessed and lucky to have. And taken into the new year, the perspective of I feel capable. That's what I feel grateful to be taken into the new year. I feel like, my mum always says this to me, I've said this so many times, that feel the fear and do it anyway, and showing yourself that you're capable, no matter how scary something is, you're capable of it. And that is what I'm grateful to be taken into the new year, because that is a big lesson that I learned. I'm more than capable. Okay, what are you guys grateful to be taken into the new year? My boyfriend, my health and true love, my dog, my best friend, my peace. Grateful to have learned so much about myself and have more confidence. A very good relationship with my parents, my partner and our sausage dogs, my partner, my friendships, my boyfriend, the people around me, my supportive family and friends, my same man from 2015, the same family and friends, my family and boyfriend. Pregnant with a healthy baby boy after a pregnancy loss in early 2023. So grateful. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, I love you. My amazing family and friends, my boyfriend and family, my best friend and my boyfriend, my son, my parents, and a new job starting in January. Oh, that's so beautiful, guys. My new friendships. That's lovely. My dog, she's so cute. She always teaches me to love every moment. Oh, we love our dogs. Dogs are just such a blessing, aren't they? My little boy and my new pregnancy. To still have my partner after a rocky year for us both. Yeah. My angel boy, aka my dog. I love this. More self-respect and positive attitude towards myself. Yes. My husband, friends and family. So lucky to have the support of them all. My gorgeous boyfriend, my family and boyfriend. Having a family who stick together and a job where I get to support the elderly. Oh, beautiful. My fiancé. Right, showing off. joking. My own self-worth, family and boyfriend. Memories. That's a beautiful one. My mum and my best friends. My best friend that I've been friends with since I was little. I love her millions. Oh, this is so amazing. Okay, what a beautiful chat. So much to be grateful for. So much to look forward to. And you know what? I'm so proud of you all. I'm so proud of all of us. What a year it's been. So one thing I wanted to ask you guys is, what are your plans for New Year's Eve? Because I am definitely a victim to that mentality of the pressure. The pressure to be having fun, to be surrounded by people for that countdown. 10, 9. No. Okay, last year, we actually had an amazing New Year's. We went to a random hotel, literally the most random hotel ever, in the middle of nowhere for us. We'd never even been there before. We got really drunk in the hotel bar, did the countdown. Don't get me wrong, I had so much fun. We had the best night. But the way I felt the next day, I was like, this is just not how I want to be feeling on the first day of the new year. So this year, I am not drinking. I'm not going out. I think me, Jamie, my brother and his girlfriend, we're all going to go out for a nice meal. And we're just going to, I'm going to just relax. I'm going to chill and just, I want to be very present. And I want to spend the evening creating my vision board, writing my goals, you know, do a bit of journaling, a bit of reflection over the last year, what I look forward to in 2024. That is how I'm personally spending my New Year's Eve. I'll be out for dinner and then I'll be at home. So you know what? I'm happy with that. That sounds perfect to me. Let's see what you guys are doing. Italian tapas meal and drinks. Lovely. I love a bit of Italian tapas. Fuck all. Yeah, fair. Sleeping, waking up at 12, watching some of the fireworks and go back to sleep at 12:15. Love it. Big slay. Chilling with the boyfriend, getting a Chinese. Fucking lovely. partying in Budapest. You crazy girl. That's crazy girl. I love that. You know, that's fun. Fun night in with the girls, drinking, eating, playing games. Lovely. That sounds so good. Quiet night in with the boyf. Games night around my mum's house. Oh, I love a family games night. Getting shit-faced, babe. PJs and movies, then off to see the elders I look after. Oh, lovely. House party, taking it old school and saving money. That sounds sick, to be fair. House parties were the good old days, weren't they? Chilling with one friend because I don't have many friends yet. But you know what? You have that one friend. You're spending New Year's with them. That's beautiful. It's lovely. You know, let's always look at the positives here. You're going to have an amazing night with your amazing friend. Six of us, three couples, have an Airbnb in the middle of nowhere, games and drinks. That actually sounds unreal. That sounds sick. Drinks with the family. Nothing. I hate New Year's and spending it in my room, probably watching Netflix. Well, fair enough. You know, that's fair. Relaxing, chilling. At the end of the day, it is just another day. It is literally just another night, you know. Having neighbours and family, friends round, going to get all dressed up. Oh, lovely. Chilling on my own, colouring and family games. That sounds lush. That actually sounds lush. Spending it with my boyfriend and his family, playing games and having drinks. Lots of lovely family games nights. Vision board, reflect, spending it alone, cute little self-care night. Fucking stunning. That sounds lovely. Chinese and Prosecco with my nan and dog. Oh, that's amazing. It's my first year not going out and pretending to enjoy it. Yeah, that was me. Nothing. I find it so overwhelming. I'm in bed before 12. No, same, because I actually find it so overwhelming as well. It's so overwhelming. I'll be on a flight to New Zealand. Oh my God, that's crazy. I've never actually thought about people that are in the sky during that time. That's actually kind of confusing because the time, what's the time where you are in the sky? You might be there in a few time zones, especially flying to New Zealand, assuming you're from the UK, to be fair. I don't know. But if you're from the UK, you're going to experience a few hitting the clock striking midnight up in the sky, going through all these time zones. It's kind of crazy. That would fuck me up. Okay, guys. Oh, I love you so much. What a lovely episode. I hope you're all feeling good. And if you're not, that's literally okay. There is no pressure. At the end of the day, it is just another night. And the clock will strike midnight. No different to how it's going to strike midnight tonight. And it's a new day in the morning. It's just like literally the number on the calendar has changed. But there is no pressure. So I just find comfort in doing the vision boards and the reflecting and stuff like that. Because it's just something I enjoy. I just find comfort in it. But there should literally not be any pressure. At the end of the day, it's just another night. The clock striking midnight just like it will tonight and the next night and the next night, you know. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Please stay for the outro. Let's wrap it up. Okay, everybody. This is the last podcast episode of 2023. That's kind of crazy. It's just going quick. Like, it's actually freaking me out, but I can't talk about that because it would just stress me out. But yeah, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day just to sit and chat with me. It's been so nice. Whatever it is that you're setting yourself up for in this next year, I believe in you. I have so much faith in you. Whatever your goals are, I believe in you. But remember, if it doesn't go the way that you think it's going to go, it's just not meant for you. It's just not meant to happen, at least not yet. So it's all well and good setting these goals, and it doesn't hurt to do it. As long as you don't feel like a failure if these things don't happen, just remember that they don't happen for a reason, because better things are aligned for you. Okay, I love you. You're so amazing. Thank you so much for spending 2023 with me. It's been an amazing year. I'm so proud of you all for everything you've gone through and accomplished and achieved this year. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, I love you. I'm proud of you. Give yourself some credit. What a beautiful year for Lear on the Line. The friendship group is just getting bigger. Remember, tell a friend. Tell a friend about Lear on the Line. Leave me a 5-star rating. 5-star only, please. Please, I'm a sensitive soul, all right? But yeah, I love you. Have an amazing New Year's, whatever it is that you're doing. And I'll speak to you in 2024 for a brand new episode. Happy New Year! Love you! Bye!
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.